Praise God. It's another good morning that God has given us to listen to his word. And indeed, we thank him for the grace. So today we are still in the book of Acts and we are looking at the house of Cornelius. And I know we've taken some time there, but I think it is important that we exhaust as much as possible what God is desiring us to learn. Now we are in Acts chapter 10, verse 44. And the Bible says that while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word, and those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. For they heard them speak with other tongues and magnify God. Then Peter answered, "Can anyone forbid that these should not be baptized, who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay a few days. Now you see, when we look at what actually happened, is that Peter started to preach to the Gentiles. He started to preach to the house of Cornelius. And remember, by this time, it is only the Jews and the Samaritans who had received the gift of the Holy Spirit. So when we looked at what happened on the day of Pentecost, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit, that there was a mighty wind and there was a sound as that of a mighty wind, and tongues of fire, you know, came and divided and came upon each of their heads. And the Bible says they began to speak in other tongues as the Holy Spirit enabled them. And the Bible says as they spoke in tongues, there were Jews from various nations who were from, you know, other different areas who had, and also other people from different places, devout people who had come for the festival. They heard them glorifying God in their own languages, and they asked, "Are these men who are speaking, not Jews, how is it that we hear them saying the praises of God in our own tongues?" So now when you examine the tongues that were spoken on the day of Pentecost, the Bible tells us that there were tongues of men that they will understand, and these were tongues that men of other nations, I mean, almost all these Arab nations, the Cretans, all these people, they understood that they were saying this, they were praising God. But one of the things that you have to be clear is that the Jews, or rather the disciples who were prophesying or who were speaking those words, did not have any understanding of what they were saying. Now, that is very important that you understand that when they spoke in tongues, they spoke in faith. They gave utterance as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. They just declared and they spoke in faith. And they had no understanding what they were saying. And it is only that other people were able to interpret for them. Now, this is something that you will understand about speaking in tongues, is that at times you will have no understanding, and it is a faith journey. It is a faith language. Why? Because the Bible tells us when we speak in tongues, our minds are unfruitful, but our spirits are built up. We edify our spirits. We build our spirits. We speak directly to God. And the faith that we have is that the language that we're speaking, God understands. We as human beings may not be able to understand it. We might not be able to interpret it. And this is something that, someone might challenge you. I've seen a challenge where someone was asked, pray in tongues, and then asked, what did you say? And then asked someone in the crowd, okay, can anyone interpret what they said? Now, when that tells you, it tells you that this person has not had understanding of what the scriptures say, because the scripture says clearly that when one speaks in tongues, that their minds are unfruitful, but it is their spirits that are edified, and it is God who understands them. A person that speaks in tongues speaks directly to God. So it is God who is the recipient of our tongues, and it is He that is able to understand. I do not argue that there are people who may be able to understand, and in times that speaking in tongues might be in a known language. That means in a language of the earth. But you see, when we speak in other tongues, then we are speaking in a heavenly language. Now, the Bible tells us that, and those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter. Remember, Peter came with some Jews from the house of, who are in Joppa, from the house of Simon the Tanner. And I think the Bible says he came with six men. And when he came with them, the Bible says they were astonished, they were amazed. And this is important that you look at the text. It says, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. Now, what does that tell you? It tells you that the Jews that came with Peter were actually Jews. So it is not that they had the Gentiles praising God in Hebrew. So when they had them praising God, they did not understand as well also what the Gentiles were praising God in, because they were praising in other tongues. But they could tell that this is something that is supernatural, and this is something that they themselves do not understand what they're praising in tongues. But the Bible tells us that they had them, for they had them speak with tongues and magnify God. So that tells you they were hearing these people speaking in a language, speaking in tongues, and they were glorifying God, they were magnifying God. So by this time, they already had the understanding or the faith that they that speak in tongues, empowered by the Holy Spirit, they are praising God and they are magnifying God, because they were Jews. They were not like people from other nations who will say that, oh, we are hearing them in our language. Now, to them, both to the Jews who came with Peter, the language is foreign, but also to those house of Cornelius, as they were speaking in tongues, the language was foreign. So at this point, you can see clearly there was no one who was there to interpret the tongues. You know, at times, and that means, but they could tell that the Holy Spirit has come upon them. Why? For they had them speaking in other tongues. Now you see, one of the things that you will see the difference here and in the day of Pentecost is, on the day of Pentecost, the Bible says they were gathered together, they were in one accord, and they were praying. And as they were praying together, then the Holy Spirit came upon them. And likewise here, the difference here is that when Peter was still speaking and all those who had the word. Now think of it this way. They were eager to hear the word of God. Cornelius had been instructed by an angel, come, send for Simon Peter, let him come and show you the way of salvation. And as the word was spoken, what we can see is that they believed. They believed in the message of Peter, in the message of salvation, because Peter spoke to them that, you see, it started with John the Baptist, and then now it came to Jesus, and this is a repentance that is in the name of Jesus Christ. And you see, when they had that, and that's why Peter says, can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. So you can see that he commanded them to be baptized. Why? Because he sees that they have received the Holy Spirit just as we have. How did they know that they have received the Holy Spirit? Through the evidence, the initial evidence of speaking in tongues. Now let's look at in Acts chapter 11, where Peter goes back to Judea, and he is questioned as to why he went to the house of the Gentiles. Now Acts chapter 11 verse 1 says, Now the apostles and brethren who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And when Peter came up to Jerusalem, those of the circumcision contended with him, saying, "You went into uncircumcised men and ate with them." But Peter explained it to them in order from the beginning, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, an object descending like a great sheet, let down from heaven by four corners, and it came to me. When I observed it intently and considered, I saw four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air, and I heard a voice saying to me, 'Rise, Peter, kill and eat.' But I said, 'Not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has at any time entered my mouth.' But the voice answered me again from heaven, 'What God has cleansed, you must not call common.' Now this was done three times, and all were drawn up again into heaven. At that very moment, three men stood before the house where I was, having been sent to me from Caesarea. Then the Spirit told me to go with them, doubting nothing. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. And he told us how he had seen an angel standing in his house, who said to him, 'Send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who will tell you words by which you and all your household will be saved.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, as upon us at the beginning." So you can see that the description is the same way the Holy Spirit came upon them, upon the apostles, upon the disciples, upon the Jews in the beginning, is the same way the Holy Spirit came upon the Gentiles on in the house of Cornelius. What was God trying to show? God was trying to show that there is no distinction between Jews and Gentiles. There is no distinction. God does not favor. God does not show favoritism. And the Bible says, verse 16, "Then I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, 'John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If therefore God gave them the same gift as he gave us when we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could withstand God?" When they heard these things, they became silent and they glorified God, saying, "God has also granted the Gentiles repentance to life." The Jews felt that salvation was only for them. To them, they constantly and through their culture excluded anyone that was not Jewish and considered them Gentiles. They will not eat with them. They will not enter into their homes. They will not intermarry with them. And this separation was very distinct. And even to the point where they would, have words for them, and it's something, the interaction was not there. And even when they had received the Holy Spirit, they felt that the salvation was only for them. The gift of the Holy Spirit was only for them. And so when Peter comes back, they're shocked and they're wondering why they contended with him. The Bible says he goes to Jerusalem and they contend with him and ask him, "Why did you go to the house of a Gentile?" And Peter has to give them this vision. He has to tell them what happened. And he says, in the same way that the Holy Spirit came upon us, is the same way that the Holy Spirit fell upon the Gentiles. And he says, you see, this is what Jesus said, that John said, "John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So he was giving them the true encounter, that the baptism in the Holy Spirit happened in the same way that it happened on the day of Pentecost to the Gentiles. Now, there's a reason for that, because God does not show favoritism. And if you think of the parable, and I think you can think of the parable of the workers in the vineyard, you know, when the when the workers, when the master went out to the market and he found workers, he found those in the morning and he hired them for 1 denarii. Then he went at midday and found others who were not working, and he asked them, "Why are you not working?" They said, "No one has hired us." Then he told them, "Come, work in my farm and I will pay you what is due." And he went even up to the 11th hour, and that is the last hour, 5 p.m. before work is ended. And he found others and he asked them, "Why are you not working?" They say, "We have been here and no one has hired us." And he told them, "Go into my field and work." And you see, when they went and worked, after the day was over, he comes to pay them. And the Bible tells us he decided to start with those who worked from the 11th hour, and he paid them a denarii each. And then each he went to the others who came at 9 hours, he gave them a denarii. Those who came at 6 hours, he gave them a denarii. Those who came at 3 hours, he gave them a denarii. And those who started from the time work started, they were expecting to receive more, and they were all given a denarii. This ideally are the Jews. They will wonder, but why is the Holy Spirit being given to the Gentiles? We are the Jews. We are the ones who have known God, who have known God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob from the beginning. And why do these Gentiles just come at the last moment and receive the same gift as we are? It is God who is not a respecter of persons. It is God who is not showing any favoritism, that anyone who honors him, anyone who desires to know him, will be able to receive the gift of salvation and the gift of the Holy Spirit as free as they are hungry, as free as they are willing. And God had to show the Jews that this is not just for them. And this for sure was to reaffirm to them that it is necessary for them to take the gospel to the entire world. Remember, at that earlier point, they were just confined in Jerusalem, and it was necessary that persecution broke out, that they can send the gospel abroad. They can be scattered abroad, and by them being scattered abroad, they can spread the gospel. I want to assure us that it is okay to believe in Christ. It is okay to receive the Holy Spirit. It is okay to speak in other tongues. Whether you understand it or you don't, have the confidence that you're speaking unto your Father and your Father understands it. And this is something that the Holy Spirit gives. It's an enablement that the Holy Spirit gives. And when you're able to do it, have the faith, believe, and you shall see the benefits of speaking with your Father in a language that no one understands, that even demons don't understand, and that God is able to understand you and also communicate to you back. One of the things that you learn as you learn to speak in tongues is that you will learn to hear. As you're praying in tongues, let your mind be with you. Ask questions through your inner man. Speak to God directly, and as you pray in tongues, let your heart also be communicating. And if you are in that place where you are communing, then you will start to hear the voice of God, and God will speak also and give you answers. I'm going to stop here, and I pray that God will give us more insight into his word. And let us always be willing to share the word of God. Let us always be willing to reach out to even those of other communities to do the work of an evangelist, and to believe that God is more than willing, above our cultures, above our customs, above our barriers that we place, that God is more than willing to release the gift of the Holy Spirit on all those who hear the word and all those who believe in him. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you are gracious, that you are faithful, that you know that which you desire each and every one to receive this morning. And I know that you have taught us in a language that we understand, that indeed let us have the faith, let us have the courage, let us know that it is you that is hearing us, it is you that is desiring to pour out this gift of the Holy Spirit upon us. And indeed, I pray for anyone that has never had the confidence to speak in tongues, that let them do it, O God, in faith, knowing that you are the one that is the recipient of this word, and that you're willing to hear and as well also speak to them, O God. By faith, your children are strengthened, they're encouraged, and I thank you that indeed anyone that hears, anyone that believes, anyone that is ready to open up their hearts to receive the gift that is freely and freely given, not and, is able to receive that same gift. I pray against sicknesses, I pray against lack, I pray for your will to be done in the lives of your children. We remember those that are unwell, that Lord, your hand shall touch them this morning. We honor you, we adore you, and we give you glory. Blessed Redeemer, may our days and steps be ordered by you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Shalom, and have a blessed, blessed morning and day ahead. Bye-bye.